हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनाववतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। शंकर भगवत्पाद राइट्स कमेंटरी ऑन शांति मंत्रा विच इज पर्सनड एज द 19th मंत्रा ऑफ द कंक्लूडिंग द थर्ड सेक्शन ऑफ सेकेंड चैप्टर द लास्ट द कंक्लूडिंग मंत्र ऑफ दिस उपनिषद अगेन। सो अवतु भुनक्तु, बोथ वर्ड्स अवतु इज एन इंपरेटिव वर्ब, भुनक्तु इज ऑल्सो इंपरेटिव वर्ड। बोथ दीज इंपरेटिव वर्ब्स, टू डिफरेंट वर्ब्स मीन द सेम, मे प्रोटेक्ट, लेट प्रोटेक्ट। सह टुगेदर, नाउ बोथ ऑफ अस, नाउ इज इक्वल टू आवाम। Ava means both of us, both the teacher and the taught. Who should protect? We understand, may Ishvara protect us together, which means may both of us need protection. So first we saw Avatu may protect, which is may Bhagavan bless us with the knowledge, protect us by blessing us with the knowledge. And second prayer, Avatu, may Bhagavan bless us, protect us by blessing us with benefit of the knowledge. Bless us with the benefit, enjoyment of the benefit of knowledge. That is the meaning. Then, Sahaviryam Karavavahai. There we saw. Again, Sahaviryam, may we both have strength born of the knowledge. Viryam Karavavahai means Vidyagritam Viryam. Viryam is equal to Samarthyam. Karavavahai means Nishpadayavahai. So may we both derive, extract, have the strength born of knowledge. And what is strength? As I said, strength must be in our lives when we go through the situations, undesirable and pleasant, unpleasant situations also. The strength must be such that we are not affected by anything. Kalangamai. In Tamil, we say Kalangamai. Whatever situations, not being shattered, not being afflicted by any situation. And that is, situation is the same for everyone, but a wise person doesn't become afflicted because of his objectivity, because of his non-internalization of the situations. That is possible only if a person is very strong, and the strength is because of the knowledge that I, the Atma, am not tainted by anything. Again, understanding of the fact. Knowledge blesses a person with acceptance of the fact. Understanding blesses the person and acceptance of the facts. The unchangeable situations, everything comes and goes, and that is how situations are, acceptance of the facts. That's a very, which is the maturity. So here, the strength is the maturity. So may we both have the absolute maturity in terms of the strength in terms of the absolute maturity, that we remain unshakable, unafflicted, unaffected in any situations. We saw this yesterday. So cheerfulness becomes very spontaneous for a wise person. Next is Kincha Tejasvinau. Tejasvinoho Avayoho Yad Adhitam Tat Swadhitam Astu. Swadhitam means Su Adhitam. Tejas, we know, there are two ways of understanding, two meanings are there. Tejas, Tejas, Vinavadhitamastu. There, Tejas, we know, Adhitam Astu. One meaning is, first meaning we say here, Tejas, we know, Avayoho. Yad adhitam, tatusu adhitam astu. See, both of us are Tejasvi now. Sishaha is Tejasvi. Tejasvi is a nakarantaha pullingaha Tejasvinna shabdaha. Nominative case Tejasvi. Teacher, of course, is Tejasvi. The student also is a Tejasvi. How? Now the Shastra study must bless the student with knowledge. Therefore, the knowledge has blessed the student with a strength, and because of the strength born of the knowledge, the teacher and the student both are Tejasvinau. Both are bright. The Tejas, Pujya Swami used to say, the Tejas is some sort of brilliance, some sort of virtues expressed on the face of the any Vedic scholar. He used to say that once a person is given to the discipline of the study of Veda Shastram, Vedanta Shastram itself will have some sort of brilliance. So both are Tejasvis, which is expressed on the face also. The inner composure becomes expressed on the face. So may we both bright, brilliant teacher and the students. Student, whatever has been learnt by us. So Adhitam astu. May whatever has been learnt, that may that be learnt thoroughly, properly, correctly. So adhitam astu. So may whatever has been learnt be studied, learnt properly, thoroughly. Means may it be the may water has been learnt be ascertained, assimilated. So adhitam astu, that the well ascertained knowledge will help us, will protect us. Already we have asked for what? Avatu bhunaktu. So here again, how Shastra study, how Bhagavan can protect us, how he can avatu, how he can protect us in two ways. Again it is said, may Bhagavan bless us with the strength born of knowledge, and also May whatever has been learnt be thoroughly, appropriately studied, learnt, assimilated, ascertained by us. Sudsu adhitamastu. Actually, Swamiji used to say the praise only for the student, not for the okay, Tejasvi. Now adhitam astu. Tejasvina adhitam astu. If you break it otherwise, Tejasvina adhitam astu. The other way of doing it. Tejasvina avadhitam astu. Tejasvina avadhitam, not adhitam, avadhitam. Tejasvinau adhitam astu is one way of seeing. Okay. Tejasvinau adhitamastu. Otherwise, Tejasvina adhitamastu. Avadhitamastu. Adhitam, avadhitam mean the same. Only in the previous, su, Shankaracharya adds, su adhitam means well ascertained, well learned, properly learned. The su. But other meaning is, Tejasvina avadhitam astu. So Tejasvina means what? May the student also have the Tejas. May he become Tejasvi as a result of the assimilation of the teaching. Thereby may he be protected also. Tejasvina avadhitam astu. May the student become Tejasvi. Thereby may he be protected by his ascertained vision. Okay. Another meaning, athava tejasvi, tejasvina, tejasvinau, tejasvi navavabhyam. Tejasvi now. Tejasvi now means avabhyam. We have to break it. Let me break it again. Athava or else. Tejasvi. Then now. Now is equal to avabhyam. Yad adhitam. Tad ativa tejasvi. Viryavati astu itartaha. Athava or else, now is equal to avabhyam, by us. Yad adhitam, whatever has been learnt, whatever has been studied, tad ativa tejasvi. This is not long, tejasvi. When I say Tejasvi, Tejasvi now, may we, whatever has been learnt by us, the teacher and the taught, by teacher it has been learnt before the student, the student was learnt later. So, whatever has been learnt by the teacher and the brilliant teacher and the student, be well assimilated, well ascertained, understood properly. The second one, yad adhitam avabhyam, whatever has been learnt by both of us, with tejasvi. This is short, not tejasvi, short this. Whatever has been learnt by us, may whatever has been learnt by us become tejasvi. Tejasvi means viryavati, powerful. Viryam means strength, power. Viryavati, powerful, strong. Avabhyam yat adhitam. Now means avabhyam. Yad adhitam, whatever has been learnt, tad, that, knowledge of ours, Ativa Tejasvi Astu, means what? Viryavat Astu, Tejasvi Astu, short, Tejasvi Astu is equal to Viryavat Astu. The Tejasvi short means neuter gender word. Tejasvi is a masculine gender word. Okay? So, when first we say both teacher and the students are brilliant, bright, because of this knowledge, they become brilliant, bright. A inner clarity also expresses itself in the name of some sort of brilliance. So, whatever has been learned by the brilliant teacher and the student become well assimilated, well ascertained. One meaning. Another meaning is what? Avabhyam yad adhitam. Tejasvi now is equal to Avabhyam yad adhitam tat Tejasvi astu Viryavat astu. Whatever has been learned by us, be powerful and strong, effective. So become powerful and strong means what? May this knowledge become assimilated, ascertained, that it remains as ever remembered, never forgettable knowledge. Okay. Next sentence. Ma vidvishavahai. Ma vidvishavahai. Sishya acharyava. Sishya acharyavat. Sorry. Sishya acharyav. Anyonyam. Sishyacharyavanyonyau. Sishyacharyavanyonyam means Sishya Acharyau Anyonyam Pramadakrita Anyaya Adhyayana Adhyapana Dosha Nimittam Dvesham Ma Karavavahai Ityarthaha Ma Vidvishavahai. Ma vidvishavahai, we know, may we not hate each other, means Sishya Acharyo Anyonyam, Sishya Acharyo, the teacher and the taught, Guru and Sishya, the disciple and the teacher, Anyonyam Pramada Krita. Anyaya Adhyapana Adhyayana Adhyapana Dosha Nimittam Dvesham Ma Karavavahai. May we not have hatred towards each other. Which hated dosha nimitta, dvesha, the cost, that hated caused by what? Caused by dosha, dosha nimitta dvesham. May we not have hatred towards each other caused by, for which the nimittam, the instant, what causes the dvesham is dosha, the deficiency, defect. Defect in what? Adhyapana, adhyayana, adhyapana. Defect on the part of the student also on the part of the teacher. In revealing the subject matter or in receiving the subject matter. And that defect in terms of improper behavior. Pramadakrita anyaya. See, nyaya means proper. Anyaya, improper behavior on the part of the student in learning, in receiving the knowledge. And it means improper behavior on the part of the teacher in imparting the knowledge. And because of that defect of improper behavior in terms of the in revealing or in receiving the teaching on the part of the student or the teacher may cause some hatred between each other. So may we not have such hatred towards each other. And pramadakrita, again that improper behavior also, is not intentional, inadvertent improper behavior. So inadvertently, pramadakrita, inadvertently caused improper behavior on the part of the student and the teacher in learning, in receiving the teaching or in imparting the teaching may cause some dvesha, hatred towards each other, and may we not have such mutual hatred towards each other. That's the meaning. And Pooja Swamiji used to say here, what it means is, I love Pooja Swamiji, what he says. There should always be friendly atmosphere. Because learning can happen only in friendly atmosphere. Which means there must be effort on the part of the teacher to come down to the level of the student, try to communicate, to make student understand. The student also should make adequate effort to rise to the level of the teacher to try to understand what the teacher is saying. And there must be very good relationship between the student and the teacher, that lubricated relationship. Okay. No, there should not be any friction at all between the teacher and the student. No friction. That Pooja Swamiji used to say this, explain this. It means, first of all, there should not be any fear. There should not be any fear. The respect must be there on the part of the student. Teacher must have definitely affection, compassion, the passion for teaching. So if all this is there, then naturally there won't be any hatred. So may we not have any hatred caused by inadvertently caused the improper behavior. That's what he said. Pramadakrita anyaya adhyapana adhyayana adhyapana dosha nimittam dvesham ma karavavahai ityartha. Okay. And then for finally, shanti shanti shantihi iti trihi vachanam. Trihi vachanam, three times vachanam, utterance, sarva dosha upashamanartham, sarva dosha upashamanartham, for the resolution of all obstacles. all defects, all deficiencies. All deficiencies, all defects, all obstacles arising from all three possible sources. Adhyatmika, Adi Daivika, Adi Bhautika, we know. Tapatre Nivrityartam Shantihi, we know very well. For resolving the pain caused by obstacles arising from three different sources. One meaning you know. But here Shankaracharya says, Sarva dosha upashamanartham, sarvesham doshanam upashamanartham, for the total resolution of all deficiencies and defects possible. The defects must be only in the form of obstacles. Big blockage, the obstruction in receiving, in understanding, in retaining, in assimilating, ascertaining. In every level, there will be obstacles. In understanding, there will be obstacle. In grasping this obstacle, even if you understand, in retaining, there is a problem. Even if you retain in assimilating, there is a problem. Because mind is so disturbed, mind is unsteady, so many things come and disturb us. So mental unsteadiness and mental impurities. So even if a person is prepared, adequately prepared, even a prepared-minded person can have some obstacles. The physical illness, emotional some disturbances, physical illness of the person, one's own self becomes obstacle. Sometimes people around us may become sorts of obstacles. Sometimes the problems are unpredictable, uncontrollable, that even if the predictable, uncontrollable, such as natural calamities, all become obstacles. Unpredictable, uncontrollable situations may become obstacle, may cause obstacles. Predictable also, uncontrollable situations may become obstacles. It may be one's own self may be a source of problem, or one people around oneself may become problems, may become sources of obstacles. Or natural calamities, crises can become sources of obstacles. Therefore, we seek abundance of Bhagavan's grace to ward off, to remove all forms of obstacles, to remove the pain caused by obstacles arising from three different sources. Adhyatmikatapaha, Adi Daivika, Adi Bhautika Tapaha, then Adi Daivika Tapaha. So Tapatre Nivaranartham, Sarva Dosha Upashamanartham, Trihi Shantihi, 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 Iti Trihi Vachanam. Okay. Finished. Mantra is over. So Shankara Bhagavatpada concludes. Iti and the Shankara Bhagavatpada finished his commentary. Now we say Upanishads, we say Iti Srimat Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya. Paramahamsa means sannyasi. Exalted renunciate. Parivrajaka Acharya. It's all the titles given to the exalted sannyasis. Paramahamsa, the person of discriminative knowledge, is Paramahamsaha. Satyam Mitya Viveka Jnanavan is Paramahamsaha. Because sannyasis are given these, jnanis are jnani sannyasis, jnanis are sannyasis. All sannyasis need not be jnanis, but definitely jnanis are sannyasis. Okay, even if they're householders. Why? Mentally, they are free from doership, enjoyership, all wrong notions. They got them resolved. Therefore, Paramahamsaha, the swan, Pujya Swami used to say this, Hamsaha means swan, has something near its beak. As soon as the swan puts its mouth, that beak into the milk, the water, it can only extract the milk and it can leave the water behind. It has this discerning capacity. It can discern the, it can separate the milk and water. Which means not that it has some special power or anything, something it has near the beak. Pujya Swami used to say this. So it's called, Hamsaha is said to be Neera Kshira Viveki. Neera Kshira Viveki means any swan is capable of discerning, separating the milk from the water. And sannyasi jnanis are said to be paramahamsaha, exalted men of discriminative vision, discriminative knowledge. Paramahamsaha, of course, here, and parivrajakaha. Parivrajakaha means the one who does not have anything as one's own, one who is ever moving. Parivrajakaha. And acharyaha, of course, acharyaha means the one who lives the teaching and one who becomes a role model for others, who makes others follow. Swayam acharati anyan acharayati iti acharyaha. Swayam acharati anyan acharayati iti acharyaha. So Paramahamsa, Parivrajaka, Acharyaha, these are the titles given to the teachers. Not any teacher, ordinary teachers, really. Written and states, Govinda Bhagavatpa, Govinda Bhagavat Pujyapada. Again, Govinda is the name, Govinda is the name of the Acharya, Shankar Bhagavatpada's guru. We all see, again, it's a respectful expression. Bhagavat Pujyapada, Bhagavat Pada. We never say just the Shankara, Shankara, Shankara. People sometimes we say Shankara. No, Shankara Acharya. Shankara Bhagavat Pujyapada. Pujyapada means revered feet. Bhagavan, Guru, the Jnani is revered as much revered as Bhagavan himself. So this title Bhagavan is easily used to mean even gurus, especially Jnanis. We say Shuka, Shuka, Shuka Bhagavan. In Bhagavatam, we saw how everybody addresses other person very effortlessly as Bhagay Bhagavan. Oh Lord, even we saw how Nachiketas addresses, Oh Lord, Bhagavan. So Bhagavan, we know the word Bhagavan means the one who is ended with the Bhaga, the sixfold virtues in equal measure. But here, any Jnani is also as much revered as a Bhagavan. Therefore, we simply add this title Bhagavat, Bhagavan to them. So in compound word becomes Bhagavat. Pujyapada, one whose feet is highly bowed to and revered. So that is the idea. So Bhagavat Pujyapada, all titles expressing great reverence, tremendous reverence. So Srimat, again Srimat. Srimat here, Sri stands for, in this context, literally Sri stands for wealth. Here, Sri stands for Vedic wisdom. And Srimat means one who has the Vedic wisdom. Srimat Paramahamsa, because of Vedic wisdom, he is Paramahamsa and Paribrajakaha. And name is Govinda. Bhagavat Pujyapada is another title. Bhagavat Pujyapada. Sishyaha is Shankaracharya. By him, who is Sishyaha? Srimat Acharya Sri Shankara Bhagavan. Srimat, again he is also Srimat, the one who has Vedic wisdom. Acharyaha, he is also Acharya, who himself lives the teaching as a role model, makes others follow the teaching. Acharyaha, Acharya, Sri Shankara Bhagavataha, Kritau. So, in the work of Shankara Bhagavan, Acharya Shankara Bhagavan, Srimad Acharya Shankara Bhagavan, disciple of the great Govindapada Acharya, Kathopanishad Bhashye, and in his commentary on Kathopanishad, Dvitiya Adhyaye, in second chapter, Tritiya Valli Samapta, third section, second chapter is over, has been concluded, completed, Samapta. Iti Srimat Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Govinda Bhagavat Pujyapada Sishya Srimad Acharya Sri Shankara Bhagavataha Kritau Kathopanishad Bhashye Dvitiyo Dvitiya Adhyaya Dvitiya Adhyaye, otherwise Dvitiyo Adhyaye. Here, see, it must be Dvitiye Adhyaye. It must be. No, Dvitiya Adhyaye. Dvitiya Adhyaye. Second chapter, Tritiya Valli Samapta. Third section has been completed, concluded. Iti Dvitiyo Adhyaya Samapta. Okay, finished. Now, again, you can study. And any doubts anywhere you have, you can always ask me. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.